Dutch Delay, and welcome to Tibet This Week, a weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. Sixth session of Tibetan Parliament in Exile begins. Central Tibetan Administration holds prayer service in memory of sacrifices made by Tibetan demonstrators. Central Tibetan Administration observes International Women's Day. Central Tibetan Administration commemorates 65th anniversary of Tibetan National Uprising Day. German and Australian delegations held a joint press conference to express their solidarity with Tibetans. Tibet Policy Institute hosts panel discussion titled China's Dam in Dege. French Senate expresses alarm over crackdown of peaceful Tibetan protesters in Dege. Sydney Tibetan Association protests CCP's crackdown on Tibetans in Dege Kham. Empowering Tibetan Cultural Preservation Consortium Conference on Tibetan Digital Library. Velinuv Lobe's decade-long solidarity with Tibet. On Wednesday this week, Speaker Khimbo Sunam Tembel presided over the sixth session of the 17th Tibetan Parliament in Exile, which resumed with the fourth day of the sixth session. The fourth day began with Speaker briefing the House on the agendas of the session. In his address, the Speaker briefed the House on the background regarding the postponement and reconvening of the remaining business of the sixth session of the 17th Tibetan Parliament in Exile. The first day of the session proceeded with the presentation of the precise 2022 to 2023 report of the Department of Home by Sikyong Pembat Sering, the incumbent Kalun of the Department of Home. The leadership and the civil servant of the Central Tibetan Administration, along with monks from Namgye Monastery, gathered in the morning of March 8 at Tsuglakang to offer prayers in memory of the selfless sacrifices made by peaceful Tibetan demonstrator who participated in the protests against the Chinese government between the 1987 and 1989. Following the hour-long prayer service, Sikyong Pembat Sering addressed the media. Sikyong said the day marks to remember sacrifices made by Tibetans and all who took part in the history of Tibetan freedom struggle, and he also expressed solidarity with the Tibetans who are undergoing repression in Tibet's Dege County. The day marked the 35th anniversary of 8 March 1989 when martial law in Tibet was declared after the largest demonstrations began on 5th March 1989 in Tibet's capital, Lhasa. Also on March 8, the Women's Empowerment Desk under SAD Department of Finance organized a celebration of International Women's Day at Sikyong Hall in the attendance of Sikyong Pembat Sering and Deputy Speaker Thomas Ring Taekang. Sikyong Pembat Sering, in his keynote address, acknowledged that a handful of gender-based violence and inequality persist in Tibetan community and hence urged all to take serious action. Sikyong further said, according to CTA's policy and current Kashat's zero-tolerance policy, anyone involved in such crimes must sue immediately to the respective legal authorities, and stressed on educating male members of the society to completely eradicate violence against women. Following Sikyong's address, Deputy Speaker Thomas Ring Taekang spoke on the occasion's theme, Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress, and said investing in women has so far proved more productive. Deputy Speaker also highlighted the role of parents and teachers in shaping society's minds by imparting comprehensive sex education. Tibetans in Dharamshala, led by the Central Tibetan Administrative Leadership, gathered at the Tsuglakang Courtyard on 10 March to commemorate the 65th anniversary of the Tibetan National Uprising Day, a historic moment marking Tibetans' resistance to Chinese occupation, which tragically resulted in the deaths of hundreds of protesters. The commemoration event was attended by Chief Guest German MP Michael Karl Brandt, an Australian parliamentary delegation including Senator Dean Anthony Smith, Senator Deborah Mary O'Neill, MP Michael McCormack, MP David Smith, the CTA leadership, secretaries of the various departments, CTA staff, section heads, heads of NGOs and the general public. Speaker Khimbo Sunam Tembel and Sikyong Pembat Sering read out statements from the Tibetan Parliament in Exile and Kashak respectively. Chief Guest German MP Michael Karl Brandt spoke on the similarities between formerly divided Germany and Tibetans under CCP rule, expressing hope for Tibetans' reunification much like Germany's. Australian Senator Deborah Mary O'Neill emphasized her solidarity with Tibetans, stressing the importance of freedom for all. Similarly, Senator Dean Anthony Smith, MP Michael McCormack and MP David Smith extended their support to the Tibetan cause, receiving applause and appreciation from the gathered Tibetans. Also on the same day, the high-level delegation members who attended the official commemoration of the 65th Tibetan National Uprising Day in Dharamshala held a joint press conference in the evening to share their concern over PRC's violation of human rights inside Tibet and to express their committed support for the Tibetan cause. The address of the members of the visiting delegation was followed by a question and answer session with the media personnel, during which the delegations shared their opinions on China's misappropriation of recognizing the reincarnation of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, probability of introducing and passing of bills similar to United States Resolve Tibet Act in their respective countries, and shared their experiences of meeting with His Holiness the Dalai Lama earlier.
The interference of the People's Republic of China in the succession is non-negotiable. It is non-negotiable. It is the most egregious act of religious interference and denial of religious rights that the world has probably seen for a very, very long time. And you can be very, very confident that as we approach the 90th birthday of His Holiness, Australians will become increasingly aware and outraged that this is being considered by the People's Republic of China. We can give you that commitment wholeheartedly.
So send the Dalai Lama our best wishes for a very long, healthy and happy life.
So it's only a decision on the Dalai Lama what's happened after. To say it clear, if China thinks that this question will come soon, they should aware that this Dalai Lama, will have a long life, and we want to wish him a long life.
Yeah,
exactly. Tibetan National Uprising Day was commemorated worldwide by Tibetans and Tibet support groups with solidarity march and protests in front of the embassy of the People's Republic of China in India, Japan, Geneva, Australia, Czech Republic, Italy, North America, France, Vilnius, Lithuania, and widespread solidarity were resonated across Latin America this time. On Tuesday this week, in commemoration of the International Day of Action for Reverse, the Tibet Policy Institute hosted an expert panel discussion titled China's Dam in Deke. The discussion aims to delve into social, cultural, and ecological ramifications of the dam project on Tibetan communities and beyond. The panelists for the discussion were Mrs. Techin Pamo, Research Fellow at the Tibet Policy Institute, Mr. Ngawao Lungtok, Researcher at the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy, and Dr. Lobsang Yanso, a Senior Environment Researcher at the International Tibet Network. Additionally, a set of 10-point calls from experts were unveiled at the conclusion of the panel, shedding light on the potential implications for Tibet, China, and global community, as well as offering insights into what actions the Chinese authorities should consider to address the concerns of the Tibetan people in Derike and worldwide.
The Tibet Policy Institute organized this panel discussion today on the International Day of Action for Reverse, primarily aimed at educating the Chinese government on the ongoing forced relocation of Tibetans in Daegu to accommodate a large Chinese dam. And hopefully this panel discussion, where we discussed socio-ecological and cultural impact of the Chinese dam for the Tibetans and beyond, Chinese government will realize this impact and would possibly take some points from us to redress those issues.
In a press statement issued ahead of the 65th anniversary of the Tibetan National Uprising Day, President Eustache Bruneau of Tibet Support Group in the French Senate expressed alarm over the brutal crackdown of peaceful protesters, including monks, against a dam project in Derike in eastern Tibet, and calls for the immediate release of those arrested. She further urged the Chinese authorities to take into account the consequences of construction of dams, which, in addition to the negative impact on the environment, will lead to massive and forced relocation of local population, as well as the destruction of ancient Tibetan Buddhist monasteries, an integral part of the cultural and religious heritage of Tibetans. On March 6, Sydney Tibetan Association organized a protest outside the Chinese embassy to condemn the Chinese Communist Party's severe crackdown on Tibetans in Derge Kham. The protest also called for the retraction of this unjust law. Around 300 Tibetans from various regions in Australia participated in the protest, demonstrating solidarity with their fellow Tibetans in Derge. On Tuesday this week, the Department of Religion and Culture of Central Tibetan Administration hosted a two-day consortium conference of the Tibetan Digital Library as part of Strengthening Cultural Resilience of Tibetan Communities program. The inaugural ceremony was graced by Sikyong Pemba Tsering, Veena Reddy, Mission Director of USAID India Mission, Additional Secretary Kungai Gensin of the Department of Religion and Culture, and Mark Degenfeld, Office Director of the General Development Office of USAID. In his address, Sikyong Pemba Tsering expressed gratitude to the older generation of Tibetans for preserving Tibetan Buddhism by bringing religious scriptures while fleeing Tibet. He acknowledged the various stakeholders involved in the program, from USAID, Tibet Fund, SART, Wadhwani AI, to Mulam ITRC, and highlighted the significant contribution of the late E. Jean Smith, founder of the Tibetan Buddhist Resource Center. Veena Reddy, Mission Director of the USAID, commended the Tibetan movement for its dedication to preserving and promoting Tibetan culture, recognizing the importance of these efforts in safeguarding the culture against threat to its existence. This digital library project is a collaborative initiative with Wadhwani AI and Mulam ITRC. A total of 64 participants from monasteries and cultural institutions attended the conference. On the invitation of the mayor and former MP Lionel Luca, Representative Rinzi Chuden Genka of the Office of Tibet Brussels traveled to Villeneuve-Loubet, a coastal town in the French Riviera, to participate in the 10th anniversary of the Day for Free Tibet. Representative Genka, in her remarks, thanks the mayor and his staff for their commitment to defend the just cause of Tibet and their efforts in organizing such an event. Different stands run by Tibet support groups, Buddhist centers, individual businesses, artists, and Tibetan restaurants cater to the public. In addition, the event also features film screening, conferences, exhibitions, Saint Mandela creation and dissolution, etc. The event was created in 2014 by the current mayor, aimed to celebrate, promote and preserve Tibetan culture annually on the 10th of March, and this year marks the 10th anniversary. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.